We sit with the noise, with the thoughts, with the feelings, and we're all too aware that while there's a war outside, there's also a war inside, in us. In the realm of the private, the universe within, we are deeply torn, with one part going one way and another in the opposite direction. We wish well, and we don't always wish well. No matter where we go, inside or outside, private or public, we encounter suffering. I'm sure that many of you will know that this is a central Buddhist teaching. Unsatisfactoriness or suffering seems to be woven deeply into the fabric of existence. Or as the poet and artist William Blake has put it, joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. On closer examination, we can see that life is fraught with danger and insecurity, and we spend enormous amounts of energy attempting to shore things up, building dams of cardboard in the hope that they will shield us against the great tides that come our way. It might be illness of physical or emotional kinds, old age, and of course underneath all this is the sickening reality of our eventual termination, that no matter what we do to safeguard, the healthy diet, the exercise, the weekends in the country, the private healthcare plan, we know, deep down, like some animal instinct, that it can happen at any moment without discrimination, to young or old, ill or healthy, fat or thin, loved or unloved, even to ourselves. As the t-shirts proudly proclaim, life's a bitch, and then you die. Well, this is one perspective. But the t-shirts also proclaim that life's a beach. Not that I'm suggesting we should believe in t-shirts as a rule. Life is full of creativity, vitality, joy, pleasure, generosity, connection, health, and happiness. None of this can be denied. Indeed, we even have joy independent upon the fact of suffering. Although I've no time to go into that now. Yet often our attitude to such things is to try to grab hold of them, to make them last forever, and to make their arising within us dependent upon people and conditions that we can't control. So our happiness is a fragile, temporary one. Even if we lead a relatively stable emotional life, without much ill health, in a supportive family and community environment, there is always the nagging reality that because we are at some point going to die, and our happiness is dependent upon others that are also going to die, it's as if we can't quite rest. We can't quite let go and relax. There is a fear lurking just beneath the surface that makes our house of happiness a house of cards, an itch beneath the skin that won't go away no matter how much you scratch at it. Life's a beach. Well, yes, but we are going to die.